K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. Kansas State alum, 2013. All things K-State sports, whether that is men's basketball, football, or all the way to women's golf and everything else in between. Pearl Project Podcast, trying to cover all your needs, K-State sports. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day or Wednesday to listen to this episode, postcast men's basketball here in just a moment. And go ahead and feel free, if you've not already, like, subscribe to this podcast and hit that alarm bell every time we post content daily. I believe we're maybe only the one of maybe only a few, if not the only K-State podcast that post content daily. Yes, daily. That includes Saturday and Sunday. Yep. And that will include holidays as well. That includes Thanksgiving as well. I'll have an episode posted on that as well. So all things K-State. There you go on that. Okay, so go right on into it. I'm actually recording here before I get my Tuesday evening going here on November 26, 2024. K-State men's basketball finished up their Paradise GM tournament yesterday, or say last night there, and they did finish third after a back-breaking loss the previous night, and they are led by already, and I say already, because he's already been through a lot already. I called him out on his podcast. Yep. That person, Coleman Hawkins. Yep. Double. First double since putting on the K-State uniform. Those of you who are new to the podcast and kind of been focused too much on football, Coleman Hawkins transferred, hit the transfer portal from Illinois. He could have easily just gone to the NBA, but decided, nope, I want one more year in the college game. Decided to take his talents to Manhattan, Kansas, and that's where he's at right now. And he needs to do like he did last night if he's going to help his team. And he's been on the calling card of winning games. Well, you can be a big part of that, right? 19 on the night against Longwood. I was right. And I was right, by the way, on the opponent. I thought it was Longview or Longwood, trying to not get those two things mixed up. Longview, the course out there in Lee Summit, Missouri, I'm talking about. But Longwood, K-State throttled Longwood last night, 80-64. The crowds has been fantastic out there, especially. Shout out to those K-State fans who have been who are out there, who went to the games out there in the Eldridge Wilburn Blake Sports Complex out there in Virgin Islands, man. They're seeing all the Instagram posts and whatnot, all the highlights. There are a lot of purple out there. So shout out to you guys, Purple Nation, for doing y'all thing out there. Hawkins, 19 points, 10 rebounds, first double-double as a K-State Wildcat there as well. Also, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. This is a line that I think K-State fans want. Don't be about it. Don't start fights. Don't start fights with former K-State players or whatnot. Don't do that. Don't do it. Just go out there and let your play do the talking, right? You want to win games. I read articles. You want to win games. This is how you do it right here with the stat line. You get this type of stat line from him. And, I mean, yes, it's long. I get it, but this is a start right here, because if he can do like he did, and this will go a long way for K-State, especially if you want to be competitive, right, and get to the back to the this team, back to the NCAA tournament, this is what you got to do. Brendan Housen, 16 on the night last night. Doug McDaniel, 11 more. David Gasson, 10 more points for him last night. And, We better put a march on him. Why I say that? Dave Gasson, 8th consecutive game in double figures for Gasson. And turning the clock back to Hawkins real quick. He was named Paradise GM All Tournament, onto the Paradise GM All Tournament team. 13 points, 8 rebounds, almost 3.5 assists, 2 steals, 1.5 blocks, 34 minutes in action in 3 games. So, and this is why, you know, this is what I can see why K-State fans are were pissed off a couple weeks ago that at that, you know, we want success right away. We want it right now. We want it microwave hot, 5 minutes, let's go. We want it right now, right? And this is what it is right now. So impressive bounce back there. He almost had a triple-double the other night, too, as well. Carmen Hawkins did in one of the games as well. McCaleb Rich, 8 points in this game. I'm going to go to my other tablet. This is the postcast edition, Men's Basketball Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. K-State handled a pretty decent Longwood team last night, 80-64. K-State now 5-2 coming out of that Paradise Gym. Third place team, Longwood now bounced to 5-2 there as they get their season going there as well. Coleman Hawkins, 35 minutes of action. I said that. Housen, 33. CJ Jones, David Gasson, 19 minutes apiece there. Yeah, CJ Jones, let me see here, 7 points on the night. The other Jones, Max, 5 more points there. McCaleb Rich, already mentioned him. Ashore, he played 17 minutes last night, had 4 points, 2 of 6 from the field. Castile, 11 minutes of action. Bay Fall, 6 minutes. Backing up Castile real quick, he was zilch along with Fall, 0 for 1. He did take a shot in this one as well. Second chance points, 4 for Kansas State. Points in the paint, 40. Pretty much half their points coming in the paint. 14 fast break points. Lead change, 7 times, surprisingly, there. points off turnovers, 11 in the bench. Put up 23 points in this win for Jerome Tang. And for Jerome Tang on last night there as well. As K-State gets their 5th win of this campaign here in 2024-25 season there. Jerome Tang, and I'm willing to, let's see, where do I want to start? As my phone continues to go off. Yeah, McCaleb Rich. McCaleb Rich. Jerome Tang got praise. McCaleb Rich. Sorry there. I'm looking at where I want to start there. Yeah. McCaleb Rich getting him some more minutes out there. And I actually, before I pick at least one of these things right here, we're just going to end the podcast with Jerome Tang on his team response there. But yeah, back to McCaleb Rich real quick. Yeah, I mean, we see a lot more of him. I called this out last year on his podcast. Why did y'all not, this Coach Tang and his staff, why did you not play Rich more? I mean, you're already, struggling to win games. I mean, McCaleb Rich, we had the other Jones here. It was a lot. I called him out on it. You should have played this guy a lot more last year. And I'm glad I'm seeing Rich on the floor a lot more. He's one of your first recruits, Jerome Tang, one of your recruits since you got here to Manhattan, Kansas. So, yes, they're gonna make mistakes. I kind of want to see Castile a little bit more, but I understand, but understand that because you have all these transfers coming to your school, right? I'm a little bit of old school, so I still want to see you recruited these guys, right? So you want to see them on the floor. We're not in Big 12 conference play yet, so why not give them some action, a little bit of action, a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad I'm seeing McCaleb Rich play a little more. Yes, he got a little bit of trouble in the offseason, but Rich, yeah, he was playing with trouble, actually. Well, He was good. I didn't hear anything off the floor from him. I did see something off the court from Rich in the offseason this year, but he's making up for it now. So I'd like to see some more McCaleb Rich for sure, because this is, his second season at K-State? So I definitely want to see a little bit more from him. All right, so Jerome Tang, right? Disappointing loss. You wonder how this team will come out. Still new pieces trying to gel together as we kind of move along here throughout the rest of the year. Jerome Tang here to wrap up this postcast. K-State 80, led by Coleman Hawkins. Double-double. First double-double as a K-Stater. Longwood 64. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. Real quick, quote, Coach Tang, it's just a blessing to watch our guys mature, grow, and come together. It's not a microwave thing. Like I just talked about, it's going to take some time. We learned yesterday about how to close out the first half, and we closed out this half the right way against what I think is the NCAA tournament team in Longwood. Yeah, they're pretty decent. Yeah, you don't hear these little colleges and everything else. That's why the NCAA tournament, you never know who you're going to run into. That's why March Madness is, damn, it's going to be here before we sit here and know it. But that's why everybody loves March Madness, because you don't hear these small-ass teams until you go up against them and they're like, oh, shoot. These guys are pretty good. So Longwood put up a heck of a fight last night, but K-State beat Longwood in the third place game. Continuing with Jerome Tang's quote here, and with the first 5 minutes of the second half, we won by 5 points, so we built on a lead right, and then, you know, we got a little sloppy a couple times. We had two spurts there, one in the first half, one in the second half. We were turning the ball over too much 5 times in a 5 minute span because we got too a little loose. But that's going to be the growth and maturity part that's going to take place. We're going to be able to teach it from film. But the guys are growing in their confidence. We're learning each other. We have got a ways to go, but I like this group. And, you know, thankful for our fans who came down. We had the most fans by far of anybody. And so thankful that they came down to support our team, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, I mentioned the fans already. So a lot of K-State fans out down there supporting the Wildcats there as well. So, and let me see if I can pull up next. I saw that somewhere in there. Yeah, so the next game for K-State men's basketball that would turn action back. Yeah, this is going to be, December 1st. This is going to be another men's women's doubleheader here coming up for the basketball team, just like earlier, just like not too long ago with the LSU Creighton thing, right? So another doubleheader, K-State Nation coming for the men's and women's basketball team back in Bramlage, and this is going to be on Sunday, December 1st. K-State will host UAPV, 1-6 UAPV, at 1 to kick. I believe this will kick off the doubleheader in reverse. The women started first, and then the men capped it off with a nightcap. The men's going to kick this one off with the 1-6 UAPV on December, the very first day of the summer there. So big win, third place, K-State men's basketball finishing third place in the Paradise Jam, beating Longwood. Almost said Longview. Beating Longwood 80-64. Coleman Hawkins getting it done on both ends of the floor last night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Whenever else I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app. I might slide over there before Thanksgiving holiday to give an update or a summary, or I'll have something over there as well. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER, number 3 EDID, apostrophe S Podcast. And with the holiday, I might have Alex come on next week, unless he wants to come on. Hop on later on tonight. We'll see how all that goes on. That's going to do it for this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode in the books of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.